this is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, and we welcome you to another episode of The New World Next Week, where first we'll remind you we do have NewWorldNextWeek.com, where you can get the high-quality versions of these shows that are ready for your device of choice. And James, we're going to do something this week that just kind of came together. It wasn't very premeditated. But this is episode number 44, and something we haven't done since I had to go digging back to episode 8 for Thanksgiving of 2009. We did an episode, if you'll recall, of things to be thankful for, positive stories. And that's exactly what we're going to try and do again this week with three positive stories. Yes, everything kind of has a darker underbelly, and we will touch on those, but let's begin on one of my sister sites to MediaMonarchy.com, CyberspaceWar.com, for an article from Ars Technica, and we've, I believe, discussed, if not in great length, the ongoing Google WiSpy story. So now, Google WiSpy lawsuits head to Silicon Valley Court. Whether Google is liable for damages for secretly intercepting data on open Wi-Fi routers across the United States is to be aired out in a Silicon Valley federal court. 8 proposed class actions from across the country that seek unspecified monetary damages from Google were consolidated this week and transferred to U.S. District Judge James Ware in San Jose, California, and another 5 cases are likely to join those. The lawsuits allege Google violated federal and state privacy laws in collecting fragments of data from unencrypted wireless networks as its fleet of camera-equipped cars moseyed through the neighborhood snapping pictures for its Street View program. The deep-pocketed Google maintains that it did nothing wrong and is likely to put up a fierce and costly defense. Google, in response to government inquiries and lawsuits, claims it is lawful to use packet-sniffing tools readily available on the Internet to spy and download payload data from others using the same open Wi-Fi access point. James, what's your take on this? It's just things kind of reach such a ridiculous level. And yes, as folks have pointed out in the comment section, we do publish this mainly on YouTube, which is owned, of course, by Google. But we also have newworldnextweek.blip.tv, and we are working to sort of build the redundancies and have these available all around. But this isn't like me being able to hop onto my neighbor's wireless to be able to do something quickly. This is a multinational corporation driving around collecting data from all around, and we've even covered that they grabbed stuff from, was it Congress members? And perhaps that ties in with the Watchdog group seeking to bring a lot of this out, which we'll get into. But James, I'm sorry, take it.
Right. No, I think you're right. I think there was a Watchdog group that went around and tried to get Wi-Fi information about certain congressmen. I don't remember the details of the story off the top of my head, but yeah, that was an interesting little take on it. But it's kind of sad, isn't it, that we have to point out that this is a positive development, that this is going to court. But in a system like what we're living in right now, it is kind of surprising that it's at least gotten this far. I think the most positive thing about this is that any feedback or anything that's happening right now is happening because there was a public outcry about this. And I'm just happy there was, because it seems like we've reached a point where there's a lot of people in society that are willing to accept things like this and not really understand the significance. So if people are getting angry, then we're at least halfway there to finding a solution.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, actually, it's consumerwatchdog.org that actually will include as a flashback link Google's Why Spying and Intel Ties prompt call for congressional hearing. Consumer Watchdog wants hearings on Google's ties to CIA and NSA. Now, we're not even diving into all of those connections right here, but of course, they're quite replete and they're all out there for you to research. So, James, should we perhaps move to our second story that, again, is a similar situation, where is this how far it's gone, that it's a positive news story that we're just trying to get something into court in the first place?
Right, exactly. Well, let's go.
So our second story comes from epic.org, and that's, of course, the Electronic Privacy Information Center. The chairman and ranking member of the Homeland Security Committee, along with 4 other senators, have sent a letter to the head of the U.S. Marshals Service to ask why the federal agency stored more than 35,000 images from whole-body imaging scans taken at the Orlando Federal Courthouse. These would be the naked body scanners. This letter follows a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed by Epic.org in which the Marshall Service was forced to disclose the fact that it had stored body scanner images. Epic also filed an emergency motion in federal court to suspend the program pending a thorough review of the airport body scanner program. And Epic.org has a whole lot more information contained within here. And before we flesh this out, James, we will mention a positive flashback to this in a story we headlined a couple of months ago on New World Next Week, and that was body scanners won't be used at Dubai airports, even though they go on to admit, we're just going to use biometrics. So, James, the naked body scanners.
Right. Well, my hat's off to Epic for bringing this out and then also helping to publicize the story. And I think this is a clear example of why people need to support organizations like that or like the Electronic Frontiers Foundation on issues like the wiretapping and other watchdog groups and things that are actually doing things that will have an impact. And even if it's just the fact that when the government gets caught red-handed with their hands in the cookie jar, they at least have to look like they're embarrassed, and they at least have to do something about it, because, again, there is public outcry. So we need to maintain the pressure, and we need to support groups that are helping to bring this type of information to light.
Mm-hmm. And I believe I've even seen in headlines just recently about essentially mobile naked body scanners being deployed in some cities. So, again, like we said, every little bit of positive developments has a lot of dark linings around the clouds. But again, it's all about getting the information out so that people can make better decisions. And again, you know, the old bumper sticker, you know, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention.
Yeah. And I think you've just created a new phrase. Every silver cloud has a dark lining. All right. Well, well, let's get back to positivity for a minute.
Well, and so for our final story, which I really love, and it's posted up on MediaMonarchy.com, and it comes from Investors Business Daily, and that's on blogs.investors.com. Pay TV subscriptions fall for the first time ever in the U.S. The number of subscribers to cable, satellite, and telecom TV services in the U.S. fell for the first time ever in the second quarter of 2010. This according to a research firm with the unlikely name of SNL Kagan. But continuing, the U.S. multi-channel TV market lost 216,000 customers last quarter versus a gain of 378,000 a year ago. Total number of subscribers to cable, satellite, and telecom video fell to 100.1 million in the second quarter. Cable TV firms lost 711,000 subscribers last quarter. And again, we're just kind of going through the raw numbers here. It's tempting to point to over-the-top video as a potential culprit. We believe economic factors such as low housing formation and a high unemployment rate contributed to subscriber declines in the second quarter, said an analyst from SNL Kagan, Miriam Rondelli. Many analysts believe over-the-top TV could eventually upend the pay TV business. Over-the-top TV, OTT TV as it's referred to here, is video programming delivered over broadband internet and bypassing traditional service providers. So while they're first trying to say, oh, it's probably, you know, Netflix and stuff that's killing it, the analysts say, well, I think it may have something to do with people don't have jobs, much less houses to watch pay TV anymore. James?
Now, granted, I'm not a highly paid analyst like an SNL Kagan Miriam Rondelli, but let's see, why is cable TV losing subscribers? Is it because, because it sucks and that no one likes what's on, or that they don't tell the truth about anything? Could that be part of it? I don't know. What do you think, James?
I think there is a lot to it. And I think, you know, that's why you and I and millions and millions and millions of other folks like us are out on video sites like Blip and YouTube or even LiveLeak or Veracity Videos or Global Research launched a TV channel. Naturalnews.com launched a TV channel. It's all absolutely going this way. And when we have, you know, viral videos that are either silly or important, those are getting views that a lot of other networks and movies opening, they would love to have those kind of numbers. So they obviously know things are moving there. And our positive flashback to this story, again, going back to a previous episode of New World Next Week, Internet overtakes print in news consumption among Americans. I believe we billed it as the death of printaganda. So it's a no-brainer. I mean, yes, I have a television, but the only things that play on it are things that I put on it, either on Netflix or on a DVD. And on, there's definitely something to be said for, there are a lot of high-quality television shows, kind of unlike we've ever seen before, but most of them are being produced by film studios and are actually being run then by HBO and some of those stations. So, yeah, there are good things to watch, but I just download them later. And for things I think that are really matter and are really important, I think, again, that's why we're here, and that's hopefully why you guys are out there.
You know, I wouldn't even know, because quite honestly, I don't think I've watched a TV show for a few years, other than Japanese TV shows that don't really count. So I don't even know if there's such thing as a good TV show anymore, and quite frankly, I don't care. So no, we've slayed the newspapers, and TV is next.
I wouldn't sit here for a second and be like, oh my God, James, you're missing out. You have to watch Mad Men and all of these other things. But I'm definitely a longtime hardcore media pop culture junkie. So a lot of that is more up my alley, of course, hence MediaMonarchy.com.
That's right. Speaking of Media Monarchy, I hope everyone's going to check out this week's episode.
Thank you very much. And I was actually going to mention that you are going on just a quick one-week hiatus, but you are planning a massive 9/11 anniversary episode, are you not?
Absolutely. Everyone should stay tuned to CorbettReport.com for September 5th. There's going to be a very, very big 9/11 9th anniversary episode, and it's going to have a lot of very interesting guests. So keep an eye on the interviews tab on CorbettReport.com as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, as we kind of joked, you know, off camera a few days ago, that as I started to see all these interviews spill out through, again, folks, as we give you the notes on these shows, subscribe to the feeds, and that way you won't miss a thing. Because you're not necessarily touting a lot of these great interviews that you've been getting on the front of your site. If you subscribe to the interviews feed, you know, I looked at it the other day. I was like, oh, Richard Gage. Oh, Bob Bowman. Oh, Aidan Monahan. You've got a lot of great things going. So again, you know, folks, stay tuned, stay subscribed. And again, that's how all this works. Spread information, please. You know, like, thumbs up, share, comment, make responses, and just help all of this information propagate.
That's it. All right. James Evan Bellotto, MediaMonarchy.com. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Take care.